Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you recently widowed and trying to get a handle on your financial life now that you are suddenly single? With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. If you believe you are really ready, begin with one goal, gathering all the financial documents you can get your hands on, starting with the latest tax return. Why? Because this first step will tell you what investments you have, as well as any information your late husband and tax advisors may have used. Many women still are uninvolved and unclear about family finances, including the details of their annual joint married tax return. Meet with this tax advisor in person and take a trusted friend with you. The tax advisor's job is to fill you in on the financial plans your spouse had in mind. Your friend's job is to take notes and listen to details. Then your backup for anything for the financial planner told you that you may understandably forget is that friend. Goal number 2. Take a look at and recalculate, if necessary, your household expenses. The general estimate is you'll need about 80% of the family's former income to meet household expenses. But more importantly, once you gather the information, remember, you're in the midst of deep grief. While this is an important accounting activity, don't let it consume you emotionally, and don't make any big money decisions during this time. All you're trying to do is get an accurate suggestion of your financial situation now that you are suddenly single. Financial specialists say well-meaning people might make suggestions to try to help you fix things quickly. Don't do it. Take your time. At least a year should pass after your loss before you start making big decisions about your money. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.